Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for January 23rd, 2009. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to medical researchers at Columbia University Medical Center, a major contributor to memory decline is elevated blood sugar. This is important for diabetics who need to improve their diet to better regulate their blood sugar, and non-diabetics that need to make sure they maintain their brain function. The best part of the study shows that with improved diet and improved blood sugar levels, you can actually increase your memory and brain function. The takeaway? Improve your diet, improve your mind. And from a very important research project out of Yale University and another out of the Netherlands, the famed Farmington Risk Score for heart disease and cardiovascular death has been called into question. The decades-long study out of Massachusetts has looked at seven factors that would predict heart disease: age, gender, total cholesterol, HDL, the good cholesterol, smoking status, systolic blood pressure, and whether blood pressure medication was taken. Unfortunately, what was once considered the standard risk assessment tool did not accurately predict risk in the study group of either of the studies. According to one of the researchers, using the Farmington Risk Score was no better than chance, and high cholesterol and other previously thought risk factors may not be reliable indicators of disease. And when I come back, we'll take a look at two tests to determine stroke risk and why this year's flu may be resistant to drugs.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
As we have reported many times in past issues of the Weekly Health News, inflammation may be the most serious predictor of stroke and heart disease. According to a new study out of the DeBakey Heart Center and Baylor College, two blood tests, C-reactive protein, or CRP, and lipoprotein-associated phospholipase, A2 or LPPLA2, may be the best predictors of your risk for heart disease and stroke. The two tests can predict whether you have low risk, intermediate risk, or high risk. The controversy right now seems to be when to use these tests. With the Farmington risk scores coming into question as we reported earlier, these tests may just become the new screening standard. And for our last story, it seems that this year's flu strain has turned out to be resistant to the commonly used medication Tamiflu. Experts suspect this resistant strain is the result of overprescribing Tamiflu in other parts of the world. In the previous year, only about 10% of the flu strains were resistant, but this year, all of them are. Government officials say not to worry, and I quote, "There are other, less resistant strains that will come along. The flu is self-limiting, and you will get over it." And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Women are born better smellers than men and remain better smellers over their lifetime. Whether it is citrus, vanilla, cinnamon, or coffee, studies have shown that women are more able to correctly pinpoint just what a smell is. While women are overall better smellers, there is an unfortunate 2% of the population with no sense of smell at all. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's Health News was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.